With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. After contentious debate over a voter ID proposal, the Republican sponsor has put the brakes on his own legislation. Corin Cates Carney reports.
In a move that caught Democrats by surprise, Representative Derek Skies, a Republican from Kalispell, today asked the House State Administration Committee to table his bill.
Thank you so much for hearing the bill and its discussions, and I got to say what I wanted to say.
Skies says he will continue to work at changing the problems he sees in the state's election system, but will move those efforts outside of the legislature to what he calls, quote, the folks on the ground, the warriors in the front, and the electorate themselves, unquote. After the committee hearing, Skies said he didn't want to table the bill and still thinks Montana should have a voter ID law. When asked if his bill was tabled due to lack of support from his own party, he declined to talk about it. Skies also declined to say if the GOP would support future attempts to pass a voter ID bill. Speaker of the House, Austin Knutson, who sits on the State Administration Committee, says the committee chairman, a Republican, had concerns about the legality of aspects of the voter ID bill.
I think there were some federal concerns, both constitutional and possibly some federal law implications that they were concerned about. I don't think we'll probably see it recrafted at this point. I mean, by the time he got it redrafted and amendments done up, I mean, we're getting on towards the middle, and I just don't know if he'd get it done.
When the bill was proposed last week, Derek Skies says it was needed to address voter fraud in the state, but could not point to any prosecuted examples of the crime. Opponents to the bill said there was no evidence of voter fraud in Montana, and Skies' bill would make it harder for some people to vote, especially minorities, senior citizens, students, and people with disabilities. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.